We continue our learning of the Mishnas David ben Menachem Shemichad Yaakov Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Sanhedrin Perek Tes Mishnah Vav. Hagone Vesa Kasva, person who steals a kli shares, Kasva is one of the sacred vessels from the Beis HaMikdash, or Vahamakalel Bakosein, he is someone who curses the name of Hashem using the name of an idol. Let's say he says, may this, this idol curse the name of Hashem. Vahaboel Aramis, one who has been with a non-Jewish woman, and this is in public, the Gemara assumes she's a Bas Avodah Zarah, and he has been with her Befar Hester, which is in front of 10 Jews. In all of these cases, Kana in Pogin Bo. These cases, we don't bring the person to Beis Din. People who are kosher, people who are pious, very righteous people who can't stand by and allow Hashem's honor to be desecrated, they have the right to kill this person who's doing this. This is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Pei Beis that even that the Kanaim are only able to do this b'shas ma'aseh. But rather, the Gemara says, "Habali Malech," a person, this Kanoi, this zealot, who comes to ask the Beis Din, "Can I kill this person who stole this klisharis? The person who's a Mekalel Hashem with the name of Avodah Zarah, or Bol Aramis, like in the case of Pinchas?" So even if he comes to Beis Din, even Beshas Maisa, but he asks the question, "Ein Morin Lo," they don't give him permission to do so. Only as a reaction to what he's seeing is he able to do so. Then the Mishnah says, "Kohen Sheshimesh B'tumah Ein Echav HaKohanim Mivin Oso LeBeis Din." Have a Kohen who's serving in the Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei, and the avodah is pasul and it's desecrated. It's such a Kohen is Chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Ein Echav HaKohanim is doing this on purpose. The Kohanim don't bring him to Beis Din to bring him Malkus, but rather Elapirche Kuhuna Motziuno So Chutz La Azara. The young Kohanim can take him out of the Azara in order not to continue to be Metame, the Beis HaMikdash, with the presence of this Kohen who's Tame. Umaftiin Osmocho Bigziri. Then they can crack his skull with Gizre Eitzin, who's the wood from the Mizbeach or the sitting around that they plan on using. That's all they have available, and they can do so. Then the Mishnah says, Zar Sheshimesh Bamikdosh, Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechenek, Rachachamim Omer Bidei Shamayim. He is a Zar, is a non-Kohen, who serves Avodah on the Mizbeach. So what punishment does he get? Well, the Pasuk says in Bamikdosh, Yudches HaZar HaKarev Yumas. The Zar, the non-Kohen, who comes close and does service in the Beis HaMikdosh, he shall die. So Rabbi Akiva learns, Gzera Shava, you must, from the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Gimel, where it says, Vahanavi Ha'u Ocholim, you must. There, that Navi is going to get chenek. So too, this person is going to get chenek. You must for Gzera Shava. Hazar HaKarev, you must. And Hanavi, over there, you must. V'chachamim Omrim, B'dei Shamayim. No, it's not chenek, but rather it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ba'imen Yud Zayin, Kol HaKarev HaKarev El Mishkan Hashem Yomus. So over there, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim, because they're speaking about that. Mamir Zion is speaking about the 250 men of Adas Korach who were burned through the age that came out Yatzah Me'es Hashem. So to here, it's I connect the pasuk VaHazar HaKarev Yumas with Kol HaKarev HaKarev Mishkan Hashem Yomus. That death was B'dei Shamayim here too as well. When we follow the Chacham, it's important to note that Misa B'dei Shamayim is not the same as Kares. Misa B'dei Shamayim, we assume, is more lenient than Kares. A person who is certain things Yichayv Misa B'dei Shamayim for, other things Yichayv Kares for, and we look at Misa B'dei Shamayim as a more lenient type of punishment. What's the difference? So Rashi says in Masechet Shabbos and Chaf Hei, Misa B'dei Shamayim is where a person's life is cut short, but he doesn't go without children. And Kares means his life is cut short and he goes without children. Whatever that's supposed to mean, that's one interpretation. The Rambam believes Kares is that a person is Nichrasa Me'amel, loses Olam Haba. And the Gemara brings a Raya in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel that lists, if there you can look at a whole list of all the averes for which a person is chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim as opposed to Kares. We begin the 10th Perek. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Now, why are we speaking about Olam Haba? Because in Mishnah Dalet will speak about that the people of the Ir Hanidachas, of the city that went astray, worshipped Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, has no Chelek Olam Haba. So therefore, since we mentioned Ir Hanidachas in the previous parak, as those the people get, they receive the punishment of Hereg. So before we mention that they don't have a chelik on Olam Haba, a continuation of Ir Hanidachas, we give a background to Olam Haba in general. Just to understand the Rishonim debate, what exactly Olam Haba is. There is some discussion, according to the Rambam, Olam Haba is what we call the Olam HaNeshamos. Olam HaNeshamos is where people are living a life. There is no physical life in Olam Haba. Not Olam Haba exists even now. After a person passes away, there's an Olam HaNeshamos. But not everyone learns that way. The Bartanura says, and I quote, Olam Haba Ha'amur Kanu Olam Haba Achar Tchiyas HaMesim. He says, this Olam Haba we're speaking about is after Tchiyas HaMesim. Sha'asidim L'chios V'la'amod B'gufamu V'nafsham Chaim Nitzchi. And people will come back to life and live an eternal life, like the sun and the moon and the stars. What's Olam Haba? Ain lo, so although they're going to live a physical life, ain bo lo achiva lo shesia, afa pishesh bo gufo gavia, how is that possible? No, there is a body, but nonetheless, there is a gufu gavi, there is a body. Elat sadikim yoshim ratosem berashem. The righteous sit; they have crowns on their heads. V'nanim is v'ashrina and the hana. I guess their sustenance is from the shine and from the radiance of the shrina. And this is not, and not everyone is necessarily gets is going to. Everyone has a chelik in Olam Haba, has a portion. Some people have a greater portion, a smaller portion, and that's what it says over here. According to the Rambam, you said it's an Olam HaNeshamos. That's a very different. This Olam Haba is an Olam HaNeshamos that comes after death. There is no body at all. There won't be Trias. That's Trias HaMesim. That's Yemosha Mashiach. That's not Olam Haba. That's and according to the Rambam, Ein Ben Yemosha Mashiach VaOlam Hazeh Elashiba Malchios. The only difference between Yemosha Mashiach experience what we have now is Shiba Malchios that will have complete sovereignty and live a religious life in Eretz Yisrael. But that's very different than Olam Haba. We should not blur the two. So the Mishnah here says like this, Kol Yisrael Yesh Abchelek Lom Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the world to come waiting for that person. Each person has that potential portion for them. Hopefully they earn it. Shneamar Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach, Vamech Kulam Tzadikim Le'olam Yirshu Oretz. Netzer Mata'ai, Maseh Yadai Lehis Boer. So here from this Pasuk says, all of your people are righteous, Le'olam Yirshu Oretz. So that means, sounds like everyone has, they will forever inherit the land, have the ability to inherit Olam Haba. Netzer Mata means the branch of those that which I plant. Maaseh Yadai, my handiwork, which Hashem obviously creates people, leis bayir in order to glorify myself. So the Mishnah says, Ve'ilu einu she'en lehem chelok Olam Haba. And this is really why this is here in Sanhedrin. These are the people who don't have a chelok Olam Haba. So it says, our number one on the list is Ha'omer ein tchiyas ha'mesim in HaTorah. Person who says that tchiyas ha'mesim there's no source for tchiyas ha'mesim. He's a kofer for tchiyas ha'mesim. He says it's not true. The midrashim that speak about it, tchiyas ha'mesim. The person says it's impossible. That's not going to happen. The Gemara brings a brisa on Sadi and Madal and Sanhedrin. Who kafar b'tchiyas ha'mesim? So it's midah k'neged midah. L'fikach lo yeh lo chelek b'tchiyas ha'mesim. Shekol midah sof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu are midah k'neged midah. Who else has no chelek Olam Haba? Not only one who says there's no tchiyas ha'mesim in the Torah, but vein tor min ha'shamayim. Person who says no, the Torah wasn't given from heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu made it all up on his own. He wrote it himself. Also, has no chelek Olam Haba. The apikoros. An apikoros. That sounds like those people are an apikoros. What's an apikoros? An apikoros really is someone who is bevasa tamid chacham, person who degrades tamidei chachamim. Anyone who degrades the Torah, and this is also someone who denies the existence of Hashem and the unity of Hashem. Person who denies or contradicts nevuah, says it's not a real nevuah of a navi emes, is not true. Person is kofer in Torah shel Baal Peh. Let's say, as we know, the by susim, tzedukim, etc., the karoim. person who's mevazeh moados, he degrades the maybe cholamoid or maybe the yomim tovim in general. Hamachala lasakachim is on that list. Person who desecrates karbanos. And anyone who does averos alahakis and in public through a type of kfira where it's complete denial, and one who's kofar in vias hamashiach, all these people are included in the apikoros. The Rambam says the word apikoros is actually an Aramaic word from the language of hefker, because he's mafkir, declares ownerless, so to speak, and is mevaze the Torah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afa Kori Besfarim Hachitzonim, a person who reads books of heresy, so too, that person is also, has no Chel Chamaba. So far we have person who says Tchias Ames is not Menah Torah, there's no source for such a thing, there's Torah is not Menah Shamayim, or not Apikoros. And Rabbi Akiva says anyone who also reads books of heresy, and where they're explaining, let's say, the Tanakh, according to the Rif, this means, people explaining Tanakh only through their understanding and don't rely on the Midrashim of the Chachamim at all. Then the Mishnah continues, who else? V'haloche shalamaka v'omer kolamachala shesamti v'besayim lo samalecha ki ani Hashem rova'echa. He's a person who is whispers a little over a wound and with the purpose of healing it, based on and the pasuk as we see in Pashas B'Shalach. Hashem says any disease, any illness that I placed on the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, I won't put place upon you. So such a person, now that we assume that this, we're talking about a person who is spitting on the wound and then quotes this pasuk. And this pasuk has the name of Hashem. So this person has no shared olam haba. He's disgracing Hashem's name by saying it over the saliva. The bartender says uvarokek bilvan hu de lo chalam haba, where he spits on the wound and then says this pasuk, which has kian Hashem rocha, says Hashem's name lefi she'ein maskirin shem shamayim al harokiko. Aba shalomer af hahoge es Hashem. Bos Yosef, another person who has no chelik l'mabar, is the person who pronounces the four-letter name of Hashem with its letters. And so the Yud Kei Vav Kei can't pronounce the way it's written, so we pronounce it with Al Dalet Nun and Yud. So a person who does that as well has no chelik l'olam haba. Since so those poskim who say you shouldn't say Shem Hashem, the Yud followed by the Hey, followed by the Vav, and then afterwards, hey, you shouldn't say them in sequence. So that's why we don't, even though we're not saying the vowels that it may be underneath them, nonetheless, that's why we say Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kuf Vav Kuf, really, which is, that's where the K is from, it's really a Kuf, because the hey, we just make a line down and make the hey a little bit longer. Yud Kuf Vav Kuf, that is, that's in order not to say even the name, even without the vowels, to say them in sequence.